All right, so this is my last video on the simulation out of five of five series. You know it's a simulation because the sun comes up tomorrow. You know that. You know if somebody smokes, they're probably going to get lung cancer. Or their voice is going to get rough. If somebody drinks, they're going to probably get cirrhosis of the liver. Or somebody eats sugar their whole life, they're going to have problems. If somebody overeats, they're going to get fat. You know, you already know that the insurance companies, the government hires actuaries to mathematician actuaries so they can tell when you're going to die, or the population, the average death of the population. And so statistic wise they use an actuary to calculate that, the Social Security benefits and all that. So these actuaries and these people who meditate, they already know what's going to happen before it happens. If you've had a job long enough, you've seen the cycle repeat over and over and over and over. And so as you get older and you've gone through enough cycles, you're going to already know what somebody's going to say before they say it, because it's already been. What shall be has been, what has been shall be. And so it's easy to become a prophet because you've already seen it. It's happening now, especially if you read the Bible and you read Revelation and Genesis, and you see that Russia from the north and China from the east are being pushed back. And so what's happening right now? China and Russia are being pushed back. It's already happened in the Bible, and it's happening now. Genesis 3, you saw what happened with Adam and Eve. The Jezebel spirit in Genesis 3, the snake, the temptation, eating the apple, the app store. It Genesis 3 is happening right now. Roadrunner. So if you watch Roadrunner cartoon, you turn, okay, let's turn on the new episode of Roadrunner. Okay, so what's going to happen? Well, Wile E. Coyote is going to come up with some Acme tool, A-C-M-E, some Acme tool to chase down Wile E. Coyote is going to, Wiles of the Devil. Wile E. Coyote, the wiles of the devil, is going to chase Roadrunner with some Acme tool to chase down and destroy Roadrunner, but Roadrunner always escapes. And so that's why God will not put on more than you can bear, and he's also going to make a way of escape because you are the Roadrunner if you're saved. And so the flesh always persecutes the spirit. So they always come up with a new agent. It's all a drama. It's all a series. It's all in series after Christ. What's happening in your world right now is already happening. You might have a different kind of car. You might have a different kind of face. You might have different kind of clothing. You might be in a different location than your parents or your grandparents or your friends or your neighbors. But they're facing the same stuff you're facing. If they're spirit-filled, they're being chased. If they're the flesh, they're chasing the spirit-filled. So there's two kinds of people. There's really three kinds of people. There's the flesh creature, there's the carnal Christian, and there's the spirit-filled Christian. And so whichever one you are, you're playing the same storyline over and over and over and over and over and over until you get it right. Do it again until you get it right. Again, again, repeat, repeat, again. So when you go to your job or go to the military, you take a training simulation. So when you go in the military, you do war simulation training. So every day is a simulation. And right in front of me is an app store, a truck that says search. It shows a phone, search, book, go. And then it says 360 box, and it says app store 360. I just said app. So in front of me, right here on this truck, is a repeat of what I just said. Search, book, and go. Seek, knock, and ask. Get your answer, then go. On the side it says click, ship, and deliver. I could decode that. It's happening right now where you're at. Your car is delivering you to your job. Your car is delivering you to the grocery store. But then you pick up products and you deliver the products back to your house. It's a repeat. Repeat and repeat. And so as you repeat the system, it's preparing you for something. What's it preparing you for? Evidently, it's preparing you for spiritual warfare in your new body, or your spiritual position in Christ, to know who you really are, to stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, to give out the good news, to do the Spirit and the bride say come. So you see that in Revelation, the last few verses of the book. So the Spirit and the bride say come. So what's happening now in the church age? Same thing is happening then. It's happening now. It's kind of boring at first, but then when you finally realize, well, it's boring, the same repeat over and over, but it's not boring because you see people getting saved. You know, a woman has a new baby. She's been through it three or four times, but it's a new baby. It's a new birth. You notice women don't get bored with new babies, you know. So the gospel is like the new birth when they receive it. And so the new birth is what keeps you going. Giving out the gospel, giving out the truth, seeing people grow. The birthing process. So as you birth into your new state, moment by moment, day by day, you learn something new. It's something exciting. But even if you don't get to that understanding, and everything becomes a repeat, monotonous down here, you know it's because it's a worship service for eternity. So then you can get rid of the boredom because you're in worship. Every moment is a worship service. You worship God. And so the repeats, not only is it a simulation, it's a feedback loop, and it's a projection from the cross. The story of, everything down here is a repeat of what happened at the cross, right? Take up your cross and follow me. So everything's a repeat of the cross, just playing out as a projection. So it's a simulation, it's a projection, it's a birthing process, it's a repeat, it's everything. It's a, he brews you, you brew your coffee, he's brewing you. You're moving from state to state. It's a worship service. And so in heaven, they're worshiping God continually, the four beasts, the 24 elders. And so a lot of times you say, well, you might talk to somebody, well, worship's boring. When you dated the girls, you said, I don't want to just play hard. Well, no, it's not boring. The flesh is born. The repeat's born. Worship is forever. The repeat down here, you've done it 1,000 times, is boring. Unless you're learning a new skill or learning a new trade, it's exciting for a while, but it gets boring. So worship service is really the only thing that's not boring in the eternal mindset perspective. Understand?